The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Jesus once said, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." How we think inside produces our actions outside. Jesus is pointing out to us that the mind will determine what we choose and thus how we act. So what we put into the mind will determine the way we act. So what should we put into our mind? What are the basic truths we need to know in order to function as God intended us to function? What truths will renew our minds so as to make us what God created us to be? The first truth is that God is, and He is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The second is that the Bible is absolute truth. It doesn't just contain the truth, it is the truth. The third truth is that Jesus is the only way to God, to become what God created us to be. The fourth truth is that the Holy Spirit is the person of God who wants to come into us to make us what He created us to be. The fifth truth is that God created us to look, live, and rule like Him in this world by Him doing this through us. The next truth is that we rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden by refusing to receive His life, thus choosing to make our own decisions about what would be done with this life that has our name attached to it. The next one is that Jesus, by His birth, life, death, resurrection, ascension, and the outpouring of His Spirit into believers, made possible that we could be restored to God's order for us. Next is that out of God's order would flow gifts and talents that would define His calling to us in this world. That is, the work He wants us to do, whether that be a minister, a housewife, a teacher, a physician, an artist, a mechanic, an engineer, a government servant, or any other vocation. The next truth is that a warfare would happen to keep us from knowing who God is and to keep us from coming to know God through Christ and to keep us from becoming in character and vocation what God created us to be and do. That Satan is the agent of that warfare and thus must be recognized and resisted by the power of Christ. The tenth truth is that the institutions of home, church, and civil government are the structural institutions by which God builds nations. Next, we must learn that the institutions of education and economy are the fluid institutions by which God develops the structural institutions in a nation. Next is that if we accept with our will God's order for us, He will bring provision and protection in this world and in eternity. Lastly, we must come to believe the truth that to reject God's order for life will bring on us destruction in this life and in eternity. To reveal to us the truth is why Jesus put on a human body, was born in a manger, lived life by the power of the Holy Spirit, took our sin and us into Himself at the cross, took our punishment for rebelling against God in the Garden of Eden, arose from the dead, ascended to the Father, and poured out His Spirit into us so He could live His life through us in this present world. This is why He came. This is why we can face life and death with expectancy of His presence. Do you know Him? Have you surrendered to Him that life you've called your own? Have you received Him as your personal Lord, your personal Savior? Is He actually your Master? Do you know Him in complete surrender? This is why He came. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.